Here is a question that comes up more than you might expect. Your building is done. The fire marshal signed off. Your employees are inside setting up, but the doors have not opened yet. Does that count? That is exactly what this case was about. It is called Stein LLC versus United States, decided in 2015 by a federal district court in Louisiana. Here is what happened. A building supply retailer finished two new stores in Louisiana in 2008. Fire marshals had issued certificates of occupancy for both stores. Workers were inside, stocking shelves, getting ready for the grand opening. But the last day of the year came and went, and those doors had not opened to a single customer. Why did that matter? At the time, a special tax break called the Gulf Opportunity Zone Bonus allowed property owners to write off 50% of a building's cost in year one, but only if the property was placed in service by December 31, 2008. The company claimed that bonus. The IRS said no. The IRS argument was simple. Placed in service means open for business. No customers, no dice. The court did not buy it. The judge looked at what placed in service actually means under the tax rules. The standard is readiness for the asset's intended function, not open to the public, not revenue generating, ready. The buildings had certificates of occupancy. Employees were working inside. The shelves were being stocked. That is ready. The company won and got the 50% bonus write-off. Now, here's the honest part, because this case has a wrinkle you need to know about. The IRS issued a formal notice in 2017 called an Action on Decision. That notice says the IRS disagrees with this ruling and will keep fighting the question in other courts around the country. So this is a win in Louisiana, but it is not a locked-in national rule. What does this mean for you? Two things. First, the good news. If your property was substantially complete at year end, with a certificate of occupancy and employees working inside, you have real legal support for claiming it was placed in service by that date. That can make the difference between getting a big bonus write-off or waiting another year. Second, the caution. Because the IRS is still fighting this, your documentation has to be tight. Get the certificate of occupancy. Document when employees first entered the building. Take photos. Write down what was done and what was ready by year end. If the IRS questions the timing, your records are your defense. In a cost segregation context, the placed in service date is the starting point for everything. Bonus depreciation, the class lives, the deduction amounts, they all depend on when the property counted as in service. Stein LLC helps you argue that a nearly finished, ready-to-use building qualifies, even before the ribbon cutting. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your own property's timeline, take a look at the authority library in your report.